Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've looked this week at how the Bible is God's plan and that the prophetic word that God gives in the Bible, then he fulfills. He puts flesh upon it. And that's what he did with the promise of the Messiah. Jesus was the Word, the living Word, the second person of the Godhead. He'd walked up and down through the eternities, and then came the time, the fullness of time, when he entered into a body of a woman, he humbled himself. And the one who'd walked up and down through the eternities entered into a mother's body to be born, just like you and I, and flesh to be put upon him, so that he could walk the walk that you and I need to walk, and do it perfectly, and shed his blood. Now, in the Bible, we've been looking at his birth, and then we looked about when he was 2 years old when the wise men came, and now we have the next view of him when his parents take him up at the age of 12. It's really bar mitzvah time. I don't know for sure if they did bar mitzvahs back then, but it's becoming a man. And I've asked my granddaughter, Hannah, who's home from Rainbow Bible Training Center, where she attends school and plays basketball. And I've asked her to read to you from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 39.
And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all they heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they had saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou this dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have been sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye know not that I must be around my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto him, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
You see, Jesus is the Messiah to the Jews, and he had to fulfill completely the law. He had to fulfill it. And he did. Everything his parents took him up to the temple when he was a baby fulfilled the law. And we see here that they went to Jerusalem every year for the Passover. And so they came up for the feast of the Passover. And Nazareth, I noticed in the paper today that they have found a house in Nazareth, digging under the ground, that was exactly there at the time of Jesus. And people are getting really excited about it because the house is right next to the well where the angel announced to Mary that she was going to have a child. There's a church there now. And they were digging around there at that church and they found this house. So it's actually from that time. They've also found a synagogue very near our place in Migdal from that very same time. It's for sure a synagogue that he was in. Jesus lived. He walked. He walked in flesh. And he came to this up every year. Now, how they would do it? Nazareth is a long way from Jerusalem. And they would come, and it was time to go to the Passover. And so they would bring all, they had their animals for eating. They had this for that. And they traveled in companies, as it says here. And it was a custom for the women and children all to travel together, and then for the men all to travel together. The women and children in one group, the men in another. So that's probably why they didn't know that he came up at 12 years of age. He went before the doctors and the lawyers. The little children would come up with their mother and travel all the way to Jerusalem and home with their mother and that group of women. But then when they got to be 12 years old or so, you might say bar mitzvah age, then the young boys, when they got to be that old, would begin traveling back with the men. So probably Mary thought he was with the men, And Joseph thought he was with the women. I remember one time we left Chip someplace when he was 2 years old because we had gone there and my parents were there and we thought the grandparents took him and the grandparents thought we took him. And we got home, we had no little two-year-old Chip. So we had to go back where we'd been in a great crowd of people, and there we found him wandering around. But here, the young Yeshua, he said, "Didn't you know I would be about my father's business?" Now, then, after this, we don't see him again until he is 30 years of age. So we have 18 silent years. I knew a woman, a very spiritual woman named Clara Grace. She's the first woman I ever heard preach after I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've told me the story. She was actually a mentor of Jeannie Wilkerson, and she was a close friend of Brother Hagin's. And I've heard, and I have in my files, prophecies from the 60s, where Clara Grace and Brother Hagin, the Lord told them that they would stand on the edge of eternity and time and be able to see into both realms. And they really were like that, both Kenneth E. Hagin and Clara Grace. Now, Jeannie Wilkerson told me of Clara Grace that she had more incidents, she had more experience, visions beyond the veil than any other person she had ever known. And before she died, Sister Clara Grace sat down with some ministers and she shared what she considered to be the greatest thing she'd learned. And most of them were the visions that she had had. And here is one of the visions. It was Jesus in the carpenter shop. She said she in her vision, she saw Jesus standing with his back to her. He was in Nazareth working in a carpenter shop. He was making a table. And it was the last table he was going to make. He didn't take any shortcuts. He polished it. I mean, he did it just right. And then when he finished the table, he turned around to her. He held both of his arms outspread, and he stood and he motioned her to come into him. She said, "I stepped into him. I put my arms where his arms were. I put my legs where his legs were." And she said, "I was instantly in him, and I was as large as the universe and as small as the tiniest particle in it." And as she was there in him, the Lord said to her, "I'm going to show you about those 18 silent years and how the Father trained Jesus." That little 12-year-old boy, he was astonishing those doctors and lawyers down there in Jerusalem. He knew more than they did, we're going to find out from the scriptures. For now, we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. "Know this, that it is speaking prophetically of the Messiah, Jesus, and how God the Father taught him." A good father teaches their son. "And God the Father taught Yeshua, the child." Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. "The Lord God..." Now think of this. This is Jesus speaking. "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned," or it could say the taught, "that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned or the taught." Here Jesus says that God the Father wakes him up every morning and teaches him. "The Lord God hath opened mine ear," verse 5. Now that word "open" is the same like you dig a well in the Hebrew. He's dug out my ear. "The Lord God hath opened mine ear." He taught Jesus. He opened his ear every morning. God the Father taught him. Now here's how Jesus kept his ear open. "I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." There was a time when the child Jesus was reading the word. And Psalm 119 is like the ABC book of the Bible. There came a time when that child, Jesus, came to the letter Mem. And we're going to come to that in Psalm 119. And he had to realize, when he came to Isaiah, he had to realize he's the one that they're going to smite his back. He had to, as he was reading one day, it was revealed to him, you're the one they're going to pluck out your beard. You're the one they're going to spit upon. And there had to come the day when the Lord Jesus, as a child or a young man, would have said, I will not be rebellious. I will not turn away from the call. That's Isaiah chapter 50. Now, think of this. When Jesus was reading this, this is speaking of him too, in Psalm 119, 97. Jesus is speaking, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day, or your word. Oh, how I love your word. It's my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. He's speaking of God teaching him and how he meditates the word, and he knew more than they did down in Jerusalem. I understand more than the ancients because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way. This is not talking about David. David walked in some evil ways. This is talking about the Lord. Verse 102, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. God taught Jesus, as we saw in Isaiah 50 and verse 4. Verse 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Hebrews 1:9 tells us that Jesus hated iniquity. Sister Claire Grace, as she was there and the Lord brought her attention to these scriptures, he said, I never laid my head to rest without meditating the scriptures and who I was in them. When he went to bed at night, he was meditating the scriptures and who he was in him, in them. Therefore, God woke him up every morning and taught him. You can do the same thing. Read the epistles. Find out who you are or what you have because you're in Christ Jesus. If you go to bed meditating that, God will wake you up in the morning and the church will begin to know who she really is, seated at the right hand of Jesus. Trust to see you Sunday at Victory and Monday on the Roadshow. Shalom, Billy Brim.